This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
7:41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. And this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We do have Mike'd up coming up momentarily. Sounds like it's going to be interesting.
It is. I've got 5 matchups in front of me, and we're going to talk about both of them in very interesting ways.
Okay. All right, we'll do that next. But Trae Young basically scared all the Hawks fans last night. Still not sure exactly what the outcome will be. He went down with a knee sprain, but the Hawks did win over the Nets 117 to 112.
This feels eerily similar to last year's Ronald Acuña injury, which this is not believed to be as serious as that, you know, where Ronald goes down between the bases 2 years ago, and you're like, dude, it's too early in the year for this.
Right.
And then we got bad news like a day later. That's not going to be what happens to Trae, but it's like, dude, we're so early in the season. We feel like we have a roster that can compete and finally make a run here and actually make some waves. You had a rough start to the year, just like the Braves did 2 years ago before Ronald had the knee issue.
This is one of those times I feel like we need to tell Dylan to knock on the wood because you're like, it's not going to be bad.
He didn't even hesitate. I just got that sick feeling in my stomach last night. And Bo and I were racing. He's like, oh, Trae just hurt his knee. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, I just immediately thought, okay, I think it's bad. Personally, I think it's bad. I hope I'm wrong. I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, dude, don't say
that. Where do you go? What do you do now? I mean, you're 5 games into this. You're 2-3. If it's bad, which I hope it's not, I'm absolutely hoping and praying it's not. But if it is, this was a very important year to the future of the franchise,
no
as
doubt.
Far as Trae Young is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you got an option. I get all that. I'm not asking that. What do you, as management, now what do you do? Because you got some guys, you got a young core, but you also got some guys that aren't going to be here next year, most likely. I don't know what Porzingis' future is. You know, there's guys that you're like, okay, where do you go? Like, you don't own your own first draft pick, but you own, was it the Spurs, I think? Or not the Spurs, but the Pelicans, I think it is. And so you have a chance to, and that's not lottery protected, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Like correct.
So you're going to have you could have a lottery pick. But I don't know. That's what I started thinking of last night, because I was like, I think this is bad. What comes of this? And I'm worried. I'm worried.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, we're 3-4 as the Falcons, and Mike brought up what I thought was a fair question, and I acknowledge it as a fair question. I say, are you interested? Are you thinking about trading key players?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, if that's a relevant question at 3-4 in an NFL season, thinking about the fact that Trae Young might not play again this year, which we don't know. They said that the ACL was fine, but they're still going to do an MRI, so that's hope. So when I hear him going out, that's a fair thought, I think.
I think that's hard to stomach. Real quick before we get it mic'd up, is there any like state sports wise that's in a worse position right now than what's going on in Louisiana? Like I'm just you're hearing the governor talk about how the AD's not going to hire the head coach at LSU. You look at what the Saints are going through they're going to play Tyler Shuck and see what they've gotten him this weekend because they've only won one game. And then you talk about the situation with the Pelicans. I forgot how bad they got fleeced on that whole deal.
Yeah,
he stepped in and fleeced them, man.
And then I believe Zion got hurt last night too.
Oh, come on.
I don't think it was anything too bad, but I mean, it's just this adds insult to injury. Zion goes out again.
Hey, 2022 called. It wants this headline back. Dude, what are we doing?
I don't love it, but
I know.
You know what I mean.
The debacle at LSU. So basically, the governor, if you've kept up with the story, which I know we have, but my conclusion is the governor fired Brian Kelly. And now the governor has proclaimed he's hiring the new coach. I think it was Stuart Mandel. I can't remember who tweeted it. One college football writer. It could have been Bruce Feldman. I'm just not sure. Don't quote me. But said that he had talked to a prominent coach, and it was like, hey, if there's not one vision, it ain't going to work. If everybody's on the same page. Kirk Cousins actually said the exact same thing when he signed here, ironically enough.
I think he said they're hiring a committee, I think is what he said.
Yeah, but the quote from the guy I'm saying was like if it's not one vision and one person that's leading the vision, from the top, we're in trouble. And that the governor said he's hiring a committee that he's going to be a part of, and that basically he worded it the way it sounded was he has ultimate. He's basically Arthur Blank is the way he worded it.
Yeah, he did.
Basically, he said, "Hey, I've got so many people in this room that are helping me.
I'm going to bring in Rich McKay.
And then I'm the guy that gets to make the decision after I get all of their input." The governor shouldn't be making decisions on who runs the college football team.
Yeah.
All right? I'm sorry. I know it's a state-funded school, but this ain't the Board of Education or whatever.
I got one more question for you because I know you listened to that whole cut. I got one more question before we get mic'd up. I feel like this absolutely rules out Lane Kiffin. Did you hear him talk about the fact that they all have the same agent? He's talking about Jimmy Sexton, and he's like, these guys are all represented by the same people. Dylan, you got that cut? He's like, dude, they are all absolutely represented by the same people, and, you know, something has to happen with the NCAA. And I'm going, okay, well, it doesn't sound like you're calling Jimmy Sexton.
Y'all need to start looking at who represents all these people, like these agents. You know what's interesting? Woodard's agent, Kelly's agent, the Texas A&M, they're all the same agent. Like, this is ridiculous. Lawyers would be disbarred for the way these agents act.
Yeah, and then he said, "Go Tiger."
Go Tigers.
Yeah, Ed Orgeron chimed in yesterday in Jacksonville too, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll take the job. I'll put my shirt on right now."
Of people talking about why Ed Orgeron had to leave LSU yesterday, and I'm not even going to say it on air, but
it was pretty
interesting.
Everybody knows it's out there. He basically hit on an higher up's pregnant wife at a gas station. Well. That's
hit on wasn't what I was reading. I'm just throwing that
well,
out there.
I am not going to I'm not going to confirm
allege.
Or deny an alleged allegation, but it is very well known that there was Ed Orgeron is now single. He was not when he started as LSU coach.
That's exactly
okay?
what I'm alluding to.
When he's not spending his time running shirtless down the streets of Destin, Florida, you know, I'm going to tell Ed something right now. Ed, if you're listening, I know you're not, but if you're listening, here's what you need to do. You need to not, you don't need to be head coach anymore. Just do what you do best. You get to go have fun with or without co-eds and be an assistant coach somewhere and recruit, okay?
I had a buddy that played at Ole Miss under Ed Orgeron, and he said that one time that Ed Orgeron walked in after practice, ripped his shirt off, and challenged two of their players to a fight in the middle of the locker room. Step in the middle of it. I'm going to beat you up. Like, he said that actually happened. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you.
That's the most – Like, that's the that's most believable brand. Thing. That's like saying Rusty's going to come in here with a Georgia polo and talk about Bojangles. All right? Like, no kidding, dude.
Yeah, I just love the quote, and we're going to get mic'd up, where Ed Orgeron's like, you're going to pay me $27 million to go away? Which door you want me to use?
Go Tiger.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And as always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, guys, we got five interesting matchups. I'm not going to say these are five top matchups this weekend, but five of the most interesting matchups coming up this weekend in college football. So I have one question that I'm going to ask you guys for each of these matchups. All right, is that cool? You guys ready to step up to the plate? Bo, don't think too hard about
it. I'm kind of confused on what we're doing here. Let's go to Allie first so I get the format.
Okay, here we go. Vanderbilt faces off with Texas in Austin.
Okay.
Okay. Bo, I'll start with you on this one. When it's all said and done, okay, cool. Which of these quarterbacks, and I know that Archie might not play, which of these quarterbacks will have had a better college tenure, Archie Manning or Diego Pavia?
Well, I believe it's Arch Manning.
Arch.
And I'm going to go with Diego Pavia because he's done it at multiple schools. He's also come out of nowhere and been a surprise, like, player that's changed a little bit of college football. Even the way some teams are building their offenses by going and signing him and then signing his coach to get him. Arch Manning could at the end of the day be someone who didn't live up to the hype.
Okay. Allie, Vanderbilt against Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Which state, Tennessee or Texas, has better musicians?
Oh.
Which state has better musicians?
Oh, that's so difficult.
I mean, we're talking about George Strait coming out of Texas.
I know, Texas is just a whole different world.
It's a whole different ballgame in terms of their country music and everything else they have going on there. Which state has better musicians?
Tennessee.
Okay. Fair enough.
There's
a lot of good musicians coming out of Texas.
Can I just chime in?
Cody Johnson right now, really hot.
Can I chime in just one thing?
Not like that.
The difference is they actually come from Texas. They just moved to Tennessee.
Well, that's why I said you got to talk about the ones that are actually, because I think that Georgia would have a conversation with that.
Everybody knows Bob Wills is still the king.
Texas music is just different from Tennessee.
That's true.
Hold right there because we'll get back to that in just a minute. All right. Penn State against Ohio State. Bo, which one of these has a better home environment? Penn State or Ohio State? Which one has a better home environment?
This is tough because I think they're both phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the difference for me is most of the time, not all, but most of the times, I'm pretty sure Ohio State lost to Michigan in Columbus last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so.
But most of the time, top teams go to Columbus and lose.
That's a good point.
They don't necessarily do that. But the whiteout at Penn State's like no other.
It is sick. Allie, which one of these teams has better uniforms? Very basic, very classic. Which one, Penn State or Ohio State, has better uniforms?
Oh, my mother will kill me if I say Penn State. I have to say Ohio State.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I love Penn State's uniforms, dude. So basic,
that's
but
so
classic.
That's because they look just like Alabama's, but a different color and without
Listen,
a number.
Your team wore actual gator skin print a couple of years ago. I don't want to hear one word from across
the
table.
Did you see Miami's Absolutely camo horrendous. Uniforms last
I'm
week?
I'm not talking about Miami right now. I'm talking about you. All right, let's go South Carolina Ole Miss. And, Allie, we'll start with you on this one.
Okay.
Which one would you rather tailgate at? The Grove or the Cockaboose? Would you rather tailgate at the Grove?
I'm going with the Cockaboose, man. I'm going with the Cockaboose. That's a story.
You're like, I don't need a sundress in this open grassland. Give me the Cockaboose in the train.
I'll go to Buckhead if I want to do that.
Hey, Bo, we'll talk about South Carolina Ole Miss. Which one of these teams is more likely to be without their current head coach on January 1st?
Ole Miss.
January 1st.
Ole Miss.
Okay.
Ole Miss.
All right.
Ole Miss. I mean, why, do I
you think that he's going to leave before January 1st?
Yeah, I think they'll be eliminated before January 1st.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's go to Oklahoma, Tennessee. Bo, we'll start with you on this one. Better head coach, Bob Stoops or Phil Fulmer? Which one of those had a better tenure at their university? Bob Stoops, Phil Fulmer?
I'm going to say Bob Stoops. Okay. Look at Bob Stoops' tenure there. They both won one national title.
Yep.
Stoops played for multiple. Fulmer, I don't believe, did.
I think he played for one as well.
He won one. He didn't play for multiple.
Okay.
That I remember.
Oh, you're talking about playing in multiple national title games as
yes.
a coach. Okay, I got you. I thought you meant as a player.
Stoops got to pick his leaving, and Fulmer was sent to the door, one of which had a federal investigation about him. The other didn't.
Yeah, he did. All right, Allie, Oklahoma against Tennessee. Better music catalog, Toby Keith or Kenny Chesney? Toby Keith or Kenny Chesney?
Oh, I mean.
Better music catalog. Red Solo Cup.
Yeah, I think I'm more
should have been a cowboy.
I do think I'm more of a Toby girl than I am a Kenny girl.
I like Kenny.
American born.
Kenny's gone a little too island, but which one?
Toby.
Wow. Toby.
Yeah, there you
Toby.
Go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did not see that one coming. All right, then finally we got Georgia against Florida. And Allie, I'll start with you on this one. Which state has better beaches? Which state has better beaches? Would you rather go to the beach in Georgia or would you rather go to the beach in Florida?
Oh, of course it's Florida. I would rather go.
There's a lot more options in Florida.
I know.
There's no options here for real.
The whole state.
Some people are Georgia beach people.
There's some Georgia
Remember we talked about this before where I was like, man, it feels like everybody from here either goes to, like, I guess Hilton Head would be one of them, but also St. Simons, or you go to 38 Destin. I feel like those are the two.
There's Tybee. A lot of people go to Tybee Island.
Well, you're not going to get clear water in Georgia. You got to go south.
That's true. All right, Bo, and then we'll finish with you on this one. Pick one of these players, Herschel Walker or Tim Tebow. Herschel Walker.
The face he made.
Look on his face is like,
I love both of them. I love both of them, man.
That's not an answer.
Look, I'm gonna go with Tebow. Two titles. Got the Heisman SEC rushing record for touchdowns at one point. Broke Herschel's record. Dude, he's married. He married Miss World or something.
So was Herschel Walker.
So did he marry Miss World too?
I don't know.
Herschel's one of the coolest.
He ran for office.
I remember.
Does that count?
Yeah, I've gotten a pleasure to talk to Herschel never talked to Tebow, but numerous occasions I've interacted with Herschel, met him, hung. You know, he's awesome, dude. Yeah, he's a good cool, dude.
All right, that's mic'd up. Thanks for playing.
Speaking of Georgia, Florida, the Rusty Mansell will join us next to talk all about it on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.